Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, and I am sitting here on the breezeway. It's about 8:08 in the morning on a Friday here at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm so happy to be back. We are on another episode here, and I have a very special guest. Please tell us who you are.
I'm Linda Fonseca, and I'm glad to be back, too, with Maceo, too.
Yeah, nice,
he
Linda.
He knows how to do this podcast.
Yeah, Linda's back. If you've been listening over the past couple of years, you know Linda is part of the jam here at Everything EHC. So we're back, Linda. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I feel good to be back.
Yeah. That was a long haul, wasn't it?
Yeah, too long of a
haul. Too long of a haul. That's what I would say, too. Tell me, when did you get here?
I got here Sunday.
Sunday. And you're just part of the team? What's happening this summer? Tell us about what your responsibilities are. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm making sure the bathrooms are clean. And I make coffee every now and then, you know, here. And keeping the coffee cups clean so you don't be running out of cups.
Right. Hey, tell us what's different about this summer, like as far as like the kitchen and what's going on. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we don't have a kitchen staff per se. We have food catered to us, you know, from the catering company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lot easier, you know. It seems strange not standing there doing dishes, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, it's a little, like, you know, it's going to be a summer like we've never done before, and certainly the catered food is a once in a summer thing, I'm sure.
Yes.
What was for dinner last night?
That orange chicken.
Yeah.
Orange chicken, rice, and veggies.
Yeah, that did you like it?
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was pretty good.
It was tasty.
It was interesting. It was tasty. I liked it too. I actually enjoyed the roast beef grinder they sent for us yesterday. The sandwich was really good.
Yeah, that was good too.
That was good, yeah. So far, so good on the food. Now, you're popular at this camp for a lot of things, but particularly, you work in the kitchen and you make these wonderful cookies that everybody talks about. I did virtual camp with the adults and we were asking them what they missed about camp, and your cookies came up often. I heard a rumor you might get to make some. Is this a possibility?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet.
This just in from Maceo. This just in. I heard Tony say that he was going to ask Linda to make cookies, possibly for the 4th of July.
Oh.
We'll see what happens. They're going to probably put you in there for some world-famous Linda cookies. I hope they do.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So, what else? We got the catered food. You don't have to do dishes.
Yeah, I'm having quite an easy summer,
pretty much. Yeah, it actually sounds like breakfast might be here. They're pulling it. We purposefully are doing this recording out so we can hear the vibe of sound and all the things that are happening in the moment, live. That's what's happening, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Linda, did anything positive, or did you do anything that you normally didn't do during the stay-at-home order? Anything interesting, or you just were waiting to get to the other side?
Waiting to the other side, but during that time, waiting to the other side, I kept in touch with people I knew through through text.
Oh, yeah.
I kept in touch with people.
Nice. Good morning. Breakfast is coming in, yeah? Yeah, excellent. See, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. It's happening on the very first one, Linda. There's stuff happening. Our breakfast is coming in. And you're sitting here telling us all the wonderful things of Enchanted. You got an old, is that, that's an old Enchanted Hills Camp shirt.
Yeah, 2009.
I've never seen that one. I like the, like, pencil kind of drawing, the pen kind of, like, simple artwork. It's got a sunshine with a big smiley face on it.
Yep.
And it says Enchanted Hills Camp on it with lots of, it's got a redwood tree. Is that what that is? 2009
I think so, yeah.
Staff.
2009,
and it's
yep.
white with a blue... it's really cool. It's like a simple drawing. I like it. I've never
yep.
seen that one before. All right, so you were visiting.
And
with
I think it's the same thing in the back too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It says the EHC is the place to be. Napa, California, 2009. It's got a moon on the back with somebody dancing with a white or with a cane, essentially.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That's
yeah,
a great
this,
shirt.
I like this shirt.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
So you communicated with friends, and we got to the other side, and now you're here. Are you here for the whole month?
No.
No? When are you? Wait, through music camp? Are you going through music camp?
Mm-mm.
No, you're just going through teens? You don't
yeah.
know? Yeah, something?
Something like that.
Where are you staying, in the lodge?
I will stay in a lodge. I'll move there Monday.
Okay.
You know, by Monday. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
I look forward to it because try one of the new bathrooms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us more about that. I haven't even been up there. Is the bathroom got remodeled or something?
Yeah, remodeled big time.
Oh, big time, huh?
Yeah, they took out Lodge Room 8 to make the bathroom bigger.
Oh, I did not even know this. Okay, so there is one less room in the lodge.
That's it.
There's 8 rooms in the lodge and bigger, nicer bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is information I didn't even know. I'm going to have to walk up and go for a Linda visit and check out the new, when you get moved in.
I mean, they're not done
yeah.
yet.
Yeah,
not...
no, I'll check it out. I'm interested in seeing what's going on. So that's cool. Do you anything else new here at camp that has made a difference for you, or you know, anything you want to say? What do you got going on?
I was wild about, you know, when I came up here Sunday, you know, I was able to, you know, I was given a tour by the site manager, you know, because he, you know, may get to. You know, the bathrooms keep cleaning there, and man, those things are big.
Yeah, big bathrooms to clean.
Yeah,
down.
My God. Talk about spacious bathrooms. Mamma mia.
Are you talking about down at the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new pool house, which was actually constructed with the redwood trees taken off of camp here after
yes.
the fire. And it is a giant building. It's a beautiful, man, I don't know how to describe it, high-ceilinged redwood building
yes.
with lots of airflow. It's one-directional. There's only one way in and one way out, which makes it really easy. Lots of cubbies and
yes.
space to change and shower.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. The pool has changed tremendously since that building. There's grass down there. Some
yeah.
shade. Yeah, it's nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do some archery this year. You're going to go out and do some archery? You're going to dabble with any of the activities?
I don't know. Probably, you know, the way the things are so big, you know, like pool house, you know, I'm not, you know, I enjoy hearing the balloons pop and
oh,
all that.
Yeah. We'll get you out there. I might go out there with you too and shoot some archery. Thank you, breakfast. Yep, they came and dropped off our breakfast. That's
yeah,
what
I wonder
all that
what we're having for breakfast. We always have those egg puff things or the omelet.
Yeah.
I was wishing they'd give us pancakes one day.
You want pancakes? Yeah. We haven't had pancakes from them yet?
Mm-mm.
No? Tell me about, I had something I was going to ask you about. Oh, now I can't remember. It slipped my mind. Sorry.
Oh, well.
It happens. It was something good, too. Something triggered my brain. Oh, well. It's gone now. Anyway, so we're glad to have you back, Linda. Super happy to be here with you after some time off. You know, unwanted time off, obviously.
You're right. Unwanted, unsolicited time
yeah,
off.
Yeah, exactly. But we're back now. We're going to embrace every moment and enjoy
That's right.
every bit of it as we can. So
That's right.
Let's let's take every moment that we can to enjoy EHC.
Mm-hmm, that's
right,
it.
Right. You got anything you want to say to the listeners out there? Give us a pearl of wisdom.
Yeah. When we get down to the final days of preparation for the teens coming up Monday, let's embrace them, you know. Show them we got to the other side of the pandemic, and we can help them get to the other side, too. And this is part of the healing process. I like to see people remember this summer, like, yes, they can go the other side.
Yes, that's exactly beautiful, beautifully said, Linda, beautifully said. It's healing for us, too.
Yes.
Yes, it's healing for everybody here. I can tell you that. Anybody who gets,
another thing I'm enjoying a lot, I don't have to wear a mask every day.
Yes, that's nice. We have all been vaccinated up here at camp, and we've been in the bubble, and I certainly am pleased that we got to do some EHC hugging and high-fiving, and it's been a good start. And look at that. We got the bell, Linda.
Yeah,
we got the bell. We got the bell. That's awesome. That means breakfast time here at camp. Hey, Linda, tonight I'm going to do a little fundraiser. We're going to play my song Fonseca, which is inspired by you. And for the first time in many years, you are going to be dancing with me on stage for this fundraiser. I look forward to that this evening.
Oh, yes.
I look forward to our summer together here as team members and friends and family. So thank you for being our first guest here on season 3, Linda.
And another thing to end it with, as you know, you are forgiven, and you have been forgiven since that 14 incident. You know, you're good.
It was an incident. I like that you said that. The 2014 Linda Fonseca incident. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Maceo and then Fonseca and listen to that jam. You can find it on all your streaming services or my website or YouTube or whatever. Check out Linda Fonseca. She's a legend here at camp. We're so happy to have her back. Thank you for joining us on Everything EHC, because EHC...
place to be.
That's it. Woo! All right. Thanks, everybody. And we're signing off. Later.